As we mentioned during Muse in the News, today is the 65th birthday of Ron Jaworski, one of the greatest Philadelphia Eagles of all time. He led them to the Super Bowl back in 1980. And so we figure they must be celebrating Ron Jaworski's birthday today on the Touchdown Brothers. Philadelphia,
they love him.
Philadelphia All Sports Radio. We eavesdrop on their show from time to time to see what they're talking about in the city of brotherly shove. So, Jer, let's tune them in and see what the Touchdown Brothers are talking about this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're visiting with go ahead.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we've got you.
Yeah, we got
you. Go ahead, Courtney.
What happened?
Courtney?
I guess he just hung up on us. All right.
God, that was Courtney.
Well, that was Courtney B. Vance. Yeah, the guy who plays Johnny Cochran on the People vs. OJ.
He's the black lawyer on the OJ Simpson show. Wow, I would have thought he had a little more energy.
Yeah,
What's up with that?
Did someone dot him?
I don't know.
He was before the interview.
All Chris Tuckering around on that show, and now he's here and he's low energy like Ben Carson.
Yeah. why you got to just bring up black guys?
Well, you know, Ben Carson's not black. He hosts the Tonight Show. Get your facts
straight.
That was
Johnny Carson.
All right. Hey, listen. We got an in-studio audience. Hey.
Yeah.
Look at all this. You're listening to Down and Distance, the Touchdown Brothers. It is Jimmy Ammon, Joel, Tony Ragu.
Yeah.
It's a big annual Ron Jaworski badass birthday bonanza. The Jaws is turning 65.
65! Happy birthday, Jaws!
Style.
Yeah.
Ron is, Jaws is running a little bit late. He isn't here yet. It's about 9:42 right now. But, you know, Ron was supposed to be here at 6, but he's running late. You know, Jaws is busy.
Traffic. You know, what are you going to do? Philadelphia traffic.
But we do want to run down who's been on the birthday show already.
Yeah.
Ron's second cousin, Anthony, was on. Fourth year in a row.
Thanks, Anthony. It's great to have him in here.
Tuiasa Sopo.
Mondo Tuiasa Sopo.
His sister was here.
Yeah.
And Harold Carmichael's uncle. Want to thank him for popping by.
Yeah.
With a birthday cake for Ron. Also, Dick Vermeil's aunt, second husband.
Yeah.
And, of course, Sean Bass for joining us on the phone. That was nice from down in Dallas.
Yeah, to get the Cowboys perspective. You got to do it because Jaworski owned them. I don't think he ever lost to the Cowgirls.
Sean Bass not that popular with our studio audience. They didn't care for him so much.
Nah.
But anyway.
He had about as much energy as Courtney B. Vance. Yeah, don't forget, we still got the top 50 Jaws moments of all time.
Yeah, when are we doing that? That's coming up.
Coming up here at 10.
10?
You want to do it at 10?
Yeah,
and then Jaws himself, any moment now.
Any moment.
And don't forget the significance to Jaws in Philadelphia, Roundtable, Sal Palantonio, Tony Bruno, and Mickey Spagnuolo. We're going to be with us.
That's going to be a great one.
That's coming up in the next hour. We celebrate Jaws.
We need to acknowledge some of the people who are in studio with us. We got a great cast of our listeners here.
Yeah.
They won. We drew names out of the hopper. This was limited
to
the hopper. And this
you
was
said that really
hopper.
Weird.
This was limited to only 15 people.
Yeah.
Okay. We could only draw 15 names. We have a limited studio space here.
Yeah, we're a cumulus station.
Everyone who entered won. All right, and look who's sitting right here in the front row. Can you believe this,
man,
Tony?
It's so good to see him here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you hear him often on this program, Sal from South Philly, actually in studio. Can we get
look
a mic? Can we get a mic?
We
got Sean Chastain, our engineer. Yeah. Can we get a mic over by
him? Get a little closer.
Here we go. I don't know how to
Right. You're fine. You're pretty close right there.
Yeah, I'm so nervous being in studio.
Hey, Sal, don't be nervous, man.
Don't be
it's
nervous
us.
Just because you're out of your mom's basement for the first time in 6 years.
Hey, what are you insulting him for?
I'm sorry.
Right, that ain't funny. But yeah, just it's an honor to be in studio with used twos guys.
Yeah,
hey, thank you, Sal.
We really appreciate you coming down, Sal. Really appreciate you coming down.
You're my heroes, you know, in sports talk and all.
Yeah, get a little closer.
Yeah, a little closer to the mic.
Like, that's a
too close.
Back away.
I don't want to rain on used to's guys' parade, but This is the seventh year in a row you've had the Jaws birthday party, and Jaws hadn't shown up or nothing. I don't know if he's coming.
Well, it's, he's busy. He's late.
He's busy. Those other years, he had legitimate excuses.
Yeah,
you know. I got my fingers crossed because I really want Jaws' autograph.
What?
His what?
I really want Jaws' autograph.
Oh, his autograph.
Yeah, I think it was a
signature or something. Okay, all right, Sal.
By the speech impediment.
What? I think I can cheer you two guys up.
All right.
Okay,
let's hear it, Sal.
This is Sal.
Because I read on the internet.
Yeah?
That Tony Homo had another surgery.
Oh, broken clavicle.
Did you hear what he said earlier on the show just then?
Oh, no, I must go. I fear for my life. I must go.
What? Sal just ran out of the studio.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. All right, a round table coming up on Jaws' birthday, 65 today. Sal Palantonio, Tony Bruno, Mickey Spagnola coming up in a top 50 Jaws moments right here on the Touchdown Brother.
Hey, have we heard about from Jaws yet?
Yes,
someone go down to the lobby.
Man, I hope for their sake Jaws shows up. They're going to be so crushed.
I hope for their sake Sal stays out of the studio from now on.
All right, there they are from Philadelphia, the Touchdown Brothers.